just kept sticking with it.
You guys, I mean, you come back tie the game, and then they return the kickoff. Kind of, you feel deflated at all after
that?
No,
we feel nothing. I mean, we faced adversity. We've been in those kind of positions many times. You don't let it get to you. You go out and answer. Keep playing. Don't get too high or too low with your emotions. Just keep going. Four quarters, that's all you gotta do.
How much easier does it make it when you have a guy that's breaking off two runs in there, you know, a backup comes in and does the same thing? You know, you're scoring.
I mean, our job is the offensive line's job is to make the back stop easier, the back stop is to make ours easier. I think we complimented each other well today. The backs are making some good runs, and finding their footing out there in that snow is not the easiest thing. So it was good to see them get out there and burst and keep going like that.
Did you realistically expect it? We saw to set a franchise record today, with a single game, rushing yards in a game like this against a team like that?
I don't see why not. They are a talented team. They're a really good team. We have a lot of confidence in what we can do there.
Did you feel that you guys were kind of tiring them out in the second half? Was there anything specific that you guys felt was happening that, it's the second best rush defense in the league and you guys were cashing?
I think we just stuck with what we were doing. I think there's some runs that we do them pretty well. We just stuck with what we know.
Was it a matter of just getting north-south instead of trying to try to get stretched?
Well, a lot of the runs we were calling were the north-south kind of plays because the wide plays were kind of harder to get your footing on, but we had to take wider pass, things like that. We had to really adjust and run the ball where the linemen could keep their feet up underneath them.
Was it when the snow stopped, is that kind of what helped with the footing, or was it
I think that's definitely part of it.
Yeah.
The snow stopped. Personally, I changed my cleats at halftime and got some, the studs instead of the normal moldy cleats the linemen wear.
Did most of the offensive linemen do that?
I think I was the only one. Okay. I wasn't feeling good in those other ones. I think it definitely helped me in the second half.
You talk a little bit about Chris Paul. He came in, had a few times. Do you think this is like the kind of weather that's suited for him, given his kind of physical bruising style?
Yeah, absolutely. If you have weather like that, you would think this kind of weather would not be good for someone like Shady, who's shifty and might slip and fall. Then he comes out and puts over 200 up there. But if you look at it on the surface, it does fit someone like Chris Polk, who's downhill, who's going to hit it. And then when he got the chance, he did hit it.
How much fun was it blocking the second half?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. The offensive line loves when you're able to run the ball with success.